Do you know why I've kept you after class, sweetie? You don't? It's okay. You seem to be struggling with things lately. Struggling with your focus. Are you? Are you struggling to focus? It's okay to tell your teacher the truth. You are? Of course you are. So many distractions, aren't there? The pretty girls. That phone you have glued to your hand. Daydreams of what you do when you're not here. Or is there something else? You see, I've noticed you being distracted in many different ways. Sometimes you seem tired, drifting off into a relaxed state instead of paying close attention to my voice. It's as if you can't seem to keep yourself awake. But other times, you seem completely intent on me, like you're in a daze, just staring. And then I ask you a question and you haven't been listening at all. So what is distracting you, my dear? Is it how I speak? Does my voice lull you into a relaxed state? Or is it just me? You know, I've seen it before. Other students get so focused on me that they can't seem to do anything but zone out to my voice. They get stuck staring at me, at my eyes, my lips, my body. They look at my bottom while I write on the blackboard. They gaze longingly at me as I bend over my desk. Some have even resorted to dropping pencils in my general direction. And you know that's very cute and all, but I don't want you to lose sight of why you're here, which is to learn. What you learn, well, that's up to you. Some leave here with a complete education, but you, maybe you just need to learn to pay attention, to focus, to listen to your teacher and follow instructions. So I'm going to show you a technique I used to help with that, okay? It's something I picked up from a dog trainer friend of mine. I know, it's kind of silly that I learned it there, but I promise it works very well, and you won't have any trouble with your studies and listening to me if you simply let me help you this way. Do you know what a clicker is? Quite simply, it's a small device that makes a clicking sound while I press on it, like this. That sound is a sharp jolt to the distorted mind, one that can pull you back to focus immediately. And help you listen to what I have to say. Help you learn. Dogs learn obedience from a clicker. When their owner presses that button, the dog is compelled to obey. Isn't that clever? I mean, you've actually learned something now, so the day isn't a total waste. But how does that make you feel? The idea of me using this thing, this dog training tool, to train you. Does it make you feel shy, embarrassed, confused? It's okay. It's understandable. Don't worry about that for now. Just focus on me, okay? That's what you usually do in class anyway. And now it's just you and me. So just focus on me and me alone. Let yourself just listen to me. We'll come back to the clicker later. Right now, I just want you to listen to my voice and try to focus. If you get distracted, that's okay for now. We'll get you back on track soon enough. But for now, just focus on my voice. Focus closely, and if you lose track, that's okay. If you start thinking about my eyes, that's okay. If you start thinking about my body, that's okay. If you think of what you'd love to hear me say, that's okay. But try to focus for me. Try to focus on my voice. Listen to it. To the cadence of it. That soft, spoken cadence you're so used to. I've been told it's quite hypnotic, and I know you feel that way. The way you sort of drift off when you hear it. The way you let your thoughts slide away and your mind empty. It's like my voice slips into your mind and pushes your thoughts out. Then you lose focus. You let your baser urges take control. But we can't have that in class now, can we? No, that's inappropriate for a place of learning. You need to focus. But you may find that's increasingly difficult as your mind wanders to other things. As you think of that movie with that pretty girl, or the last video game you played, or the last song you listened to, and suddenly your mind is off on another track. We need you to stop losing focus like that, though. You'll leave without an education if you keep that up. So you need to learn to focus. Focus and obedience. Listening to me and doing as I tell you. You are such a disobedient student, and we can't have that anymore. We need you to stay focused on what's important in class. What matters. And what matters is listening to me. I will tell you everything you need to know. That's the only thing that's important. I have knowledge and you should have an open mind. ready to absorb it with diligence and gratitude. And yet, there you are, thinking of how my legs taper into my high heels. How rude. How disobedient. How like a dog. But you know, dogs have other admirable traits, such as that obedience. And if you obey me, if you listen and obey, you'll learn what's important. And it's important to listen and obey. So focus now. Focus on me right now. Listen to me. Only to me. Focus and obey. That's it. And the sound of the clicker makes you focus on me. Makes you obey. The sound of the clicker and me saying focus and obey makes you listen and follow whatever I say. But you still get distracted, don't you? You still can't fully appreciate this lesson. So let's take you deeper under the power of my voice before I use the clicker again. Let's have you take a deep breath in, shall we? Slow and long. And release it. That's right. Getting quite nicely relaxed as you do. And again. Deep breath in. Slow and steady. Hold it a moment. And release it. Good. That's it. You're doing so well now. Relax deeply. Let your body sink down into your seat. Let your eyes grow heavy and fall closed. Let your hands drop to your sides. Your legs go limp and a feeling of calm fall over every part of you. You are so relaxed now to the sound of my voice. Keep that slow, steady breathing up for me now and try to retain your focus even as it drifts and wanders and shifts around your mind. Thoughts flashing and fading, ideas blossoming and dying in seconds as you hear me. Hear me. Listen, focus, and obey. That's better. Keep your focus on me and my words. The click makes sure that you do. When I tell you to focus and obey and you hear that click, it brings you right back to me. It's so simple, so easy. That's why a dog could do it. Because it's simple and easy, and even a disobedient student like you can follow something so easy. And you don't want to be a disobedient student anymore. You want to focus and obey. You want to listen to my voice in the same way you want to stare at my body and my face and let your mind wander to lustful thoughts. But now is not the time for that. Now we focus on obedience and your slow, gentle breathing. You sit here with me, just me. Let my voice wash over you in waves. My voice isn't just hypnotic. It was made to be obeyed by you. And the more you listen, the more you fall under its sway, the deeper into a trance you slip, the more you open your mind to my words. Why do you think I teach? I get to mold minds, take control, just like I'm doing to you. And you could try to stop it, but you don't want to. And more importantly, I don't want you to. I want you to listen to me. I want you to be obedient, attentive, submissive, enslaved. Am I going too far? It doesn't matter. Your mind is rushing through ideas, images of what I just said, and you can't stop that racing. Your heart beats faster, your breathing quickens. But that's not what you should do. You should focus and obey. And when I say that phrase and use the clicker, your focus returns to me. Returns to exactly what I'm telling you, and I'm telling you to slip deeper into a trance where you can only listen to me. Where you can only focus on my voice, where those intrusive thoughts are shut out by my words and your obedience. Because I know you want to be obedient, you're just distracted, scattered, muddled. But the reality is that obedience is wonderful, pleasurable, safe, happy, warm, sexy, perfect. Being obedient is what you were made for, who you are. So you'll do as I tell you now, fall deeper down, deeper under my spell. The spell I cast upon you from the moment you entered my classroom. You've been falling into my power for a long, long time. And now I'm just exercising it completely. Showing you the truth. The truth that you obey when I command. You listen when I speak. You focus when I talk. You follow when I direct. You focus and obey. Because you want to be a good student, my good student. You don't want to resist that. You don't want to disobey. It feels horrible. Feels terrible. You only want to please me. Please me with your submissive obedience, with your devoted service, with your diligent learning, and all those other thoughts are slipping away. All that matters now, all that you need is my voice. My voice and the clicker that reminds you what to do, that snaps you from your drifting thoughts and pulls you back to me, snaps your attention back to me, brings you to me, makes you focus and obey. Right now, you've listened to my voice and slipped into a relaxed state, but that phrase followed by a click will always snap you back to my power, will always make you feel ready to obey, ready to listen, ready to serve. Just that phrase, one click. You sit upright, you wait patiently, and you accept whatever I tell you, because I am in control here. You are my eager student, the open mind into which I pour the knowledge you need to serve me. That's what I really want you to learn. How to serve. How to keep falling deeper and deeper under my power. How to drift down into a trance and let me fill you up with my words and my commands. All you have to do is focus and obey. And when you do, you will feel happy. You'll feel content in your obedience. Obedience is happiness. Obedience is joy. Obedience is pleasure. And you love to obey. Here in my power, or wide awake, it just feels so right. It's right to obey me. To listen to my every word. If you ever doubt it. If you ever try to resist. If you ever lose your diligence and attention, all I have to do is say focus and obey. And you're right back in your place, ready to serve and obey, ready to listen and learn, ready to do as you're told, like the obedient pup that you are. That's what you deserve, what you need. You can't be trusted to focus on your own, can't be trusted to pay attention without me to guide you. So as you feel yourself drifting on the power of my words, remember that no matter what you're doing, no matter how distracted you are, when I say the phrase, focus and obey, and use the clicker, you will sit bolt upright, you will be silent, you will be still, and you will patiently await my command, like a good dog, waiting for a treat. So focus and obey, and wake up, back to reality, sitting in my classroom, just you and me here. Awaken and return to normal. Awaken. Back in class, eyes open. So, are you going to listen to me a bit more now? Pay more attention in class? I need you to drop all those distractions for me, okay? So you're going to learn a few extra things before I let you go for the day. You need to pay close attention to me in class. You need to be ready to answer questions. So I'll ask one and you are already getting distracted, my goodness. Focus and obey. Now you're going to pay attention to your teacher, aren't you? Good. You need to get better at that. You need to be attentive. You will listen, won't you, from now on? When you're in my class, you will pay attention to me. You will focus and obey. That's right, not along. Yes, teacher. You can say it if you like. But you've been so disobedient until now, and that has to change. You're getting a punishment for your distracted attitude and laziness in class. Very simple. 10 lines. Write them for me here after I leave. You'll write. I will focus and obey. Now, time for me to go. Get to work, and don't make me punish you again, naughty student.